Hey, baby. I didn't hear you come in. Oh, yes, of course I'm okay. Why would you ask me that? Crying? I wasn't crying. Okay, yes, my eyes are red. I mean, that could just be from my condition as a werewolf. But I'm okay, really. No, it's nothing to worry about, I promise. Okay, fine. If you must know, I'm just a little down right now. About what? Well, it's silly. You don't need to worry about it. Fine. I'm down about being me. You know, a werewolf. Yes, I'm aware I've been a werewolf for hundreds of years, but sometimes it still gets to me. Life as a werewolf is so damn difficult. Even after all of these years, I still have trouble with my condition. Yes, I know that being a werewolf has its benefits. Immortality, rapid healing, immunity to diseases, super strength, blah blah blah. But it also has so many downsides. Having to plan around the lunar cycle, the damage that I do during my transformation, unpredictable changes. Well, yeah. A werebeast can change many other times other than just a full moon. Like some triggers other than the moon that brings up a transformation. Like animal pelts, they bring out the natural hunting predatory instincts of the beast and can result in an accidental transformation. Also, if our lives are in danger, the situation could possibly trigger a fight or flight instinct. This also triggers the transformation. And in rare cases, if we get really angry, we can also transform under that too. More experienced werebeasts can transform anytime they want to, like the berserkers. But I'm not as in control of it as they are. Berserkers are those who dabbled in primitive nature magic and learned how to transform via meditation or drug-induced states, typically opium. Some also wore pelts of bears or wolves that would help them transform. The berserkers were so powerful that it was said that they can just bite through shields and that no weapons could pierce their flesh. They are very similar to the werebeasts that we have here in America. Natives call them skinwalkers. However, they are much more advanced and a bit more dangerous than the berserkers. They can transform into any animal using the skins they wear, hence the name skinwalkers. And similar to berserkers, a skinwalker cannot be harmed by weapons. The form that they take is mostly a large wolf or coyotes. They can also be hybrids like the berserkers and not fully transform into an animal. Though, the animal side of any person who transforms into a werebeast is natural. The transformation itself is truthfully anything but. I looked into some ancient scribes, and I found out that the werebeasts aren't exactly created for good intent. I mean, it's almost like what I've been told as a child was a lie. How my father told me that the werebeasts were created by this god named Brunos. I always had a feeling that he wasn't a benevolent deity. And now, having found these sacred scrolls and reading them, I'm really beginning to second guess what my father was into. I always knew he was into the more darker arts, but this just doesn't make any sense to me. Why would he be into this sort of stuff? Blood sacrifices? The conjuring of evil spirits? Just what did he allow me to become? Was it even worth it? Me becoming like this? I mean, I'm grateful to still be alive, but at what cost, though? I've had so many relationships ruined due to my condition. Not to mention that it constantly and constantly compromises the one I'm already in. Baby. You're so compassionate of me. I feel so grateful to have someone like you. Where did I get these scrolls from? Well, apparently when my dad died, he buried a lot of his secrets with him. Not only were some of his tablets and scrolls buried with him in his burial site, but also under the location and where his house once was. So, I went back to that area and dug up a lot of his scrolls, which originally I swore never to dig up. I swore this to him, but the suspense was killing me. After looking up so much about werewolves online and, well, testimonies from other werewolves and werebeasts. Of course, they were anonymous nonetheless. They couldn't let their actual identity be shown to everyone. But I had to break that promise. Not only for the sake of myself, but other werebeasts too. So, I dug and dug that night. It was dark and rainy. I came back that night, and of course, you saw me all muddy and dirty, and I made the excuse that, like, my shoelace was untied and I accidentally tripped and fell into a puddle of mud. But I was actually lying to you. I took those tablets and hid them in a place I knew you couldn't find them, and, well, the morning after, today, that is, I went down into the basement and read all of them. Miraculously enough, I could understand a lot of them. I suppose coming from the same family as my father, I gained some of his and, well, my bloodlines. More, I guess, arcane art. So, it wasn't so hard for me to read. And honestly, I wish I'd never read them. Well, the story kind of goes like this. Long ago, there is this war against evil gods and good gods. The evil gods came together and created this race, grafted from so many different types of genetics and DNA, from their own, mixed with certain animal genetics. And then out came this monstrous race of what I can only describe as beastly creatures that were tasked with working for these gods. Eventually, the good gods had the upper hand, and then took the creations of these evil gods and reverse-engineered them, making them into more of a, well, what we would know today as more of a humanoid race. Many of which still have a lot of their animal-like natures in them, but they were remade in the image of the good gods. So we do look like them, after a fashion, of course. And through this same reverse engineering, we were also given greater intelligence and awareness. I suppose this is where scientists give their theory that humans were based off of, like, animal creatures that evolved over time. Nevertheless, many of us have these traits within us. And it was also said that when we were first created, we were created in a very cold environment. An icy cold land with a night-like sky. No suns at all, and just a moon. Which is why us werebeasts and, well, anyone who has an underlying gene of a werebeast are stimulated whenever the moon comes out, especially a full moon, and especially a red moon. So, this took place in a dimension on this planet that's not our own. According to these same tablets, our world has like 9 realms to it, and we're living on the 5th one. I know, right? Reminds you of Norse mythology. And our world, or the human world, is known as the same thing in this tablet, apparently, as it does in Norse mythology. Our world is called Midgard, and we have another world, in which, well, these evil gods have been trapped in ever since they lost the war. They were sealed away in the first dimension, the lowest one, and it's called Hades, I believe. And we werebeasts were created in the second dimension. The first and second dimensions are the only ones that lack a sun, or any form of sunlight whatsoever. I suppose it's because these two realms are so low down that they just don't have any connection with the sun. I have no idea. All I could get from this was that these were the only two dimensions that don't have any sunlight. But one of them has a moon and the other has neither. And that one is obviously Hades. That realm doesn't have a sun or a moon. This realm is absent of any light or darkness even. It's like a complete void. This void, however, does have its own society, just like we have here, and a hierarchy system, just like our government has. Well, yeah. There are many different types of this species that were created by the evil gods. One appear as normal humans like you and me. Those who haven't been as perfectly reverse-engineered. And appear more animal-like than not. Sort of like a demi-human type. And then there are those who were barely reverse-engineered at all, and actually escaped during the whole reverse-engineering process, somehow leaving the good god's grasp, and just wandering on their own ever since. This is where your tales of Bigfoot come from. They were engineered enough at least to be able to walk upright, but still are quite monstrous creatures. There's only been very few instances of human history of these creatures ever being encountered. They're very, very secluded and only keep to themselves for the most part. Just like the demi-human types. But yeah, some of these demi-human creatures have actually created their own sort of society in the far outskirts of this realm. As for why they don't interact with our kind, or why our kind has such a rare interaction with them, I don't really know. But some of the demi-human species mentioned in this tablet are the salamander types, the minotaur types. Very little is said about them. I don't even know really what they look like, honestly. Anyway, most of us on the planet are indeed of this species of mercenaries created by these evil gods. And most of the time, how you can tell is if you have this innate animalistic nature to you and like awkward or even fetish-based inclination with animals. Or more on the sexual side, almost an animal-like need to be bred. Or, again, if you just have a really distinct connection to the moon. If you feel, like, awkwardly empowered by, like, a full moon. These are many different hints. So when Runos changed me into this werewolf, or werebeast, he took the gene of the animal that was most dominant in me and kind of brought it out to the forefront, combining it with whatever sort of humanoid form that I have, creating what you saw before you not too long ago. On several different occasions, no less. Apparently, when we were created with several different types of genetics. And some genetics are just more important than others. Imagine creating a cake, but pouring way too much vanilla extract in. So, some would be more closer with a salamander, some would be more closer with a cat, some would be more closer to a werewolf. But most of which actually have the wolf gene in them that are dominant. This is why you see it so much in media and movies and stories. Any other were creature is actually kind of rare. And then according to the same tablets, there are some humans that walk amongst us who are actually descendants of the gods in some way, shape, or form, whether it be demigods or actual reincarnated gods on the planet. They have an affinity for both the sun and the moon. Since the sun and the moon were both created by the gods, it's just that they have both different purposes. Literally like night and day. How night is a bit colder, but day is a lot warmer. And where we were created literally didn't have a day, so that's why the sun for us might be a bit too much to take at sometimes. Which is why you see a lot of people wearing UV protection. Many of us just aren't as used to the sunlight as others. And that's due to our genetic differences. So then you have some of these actual deities who were reincarnated into a lower form. And they don't even remember that they were gods. I suppose the war had something to do with this. But there's just not enough information for me to really conclude all of that right now. I wonder if my father had any other tablets. These were the only ones that I could uncover. But... Oh well, the demigods? According to the tablets, they're quite complicated creatures. And then these reincarnated gods are even more complex. Doesn't really explain how they actually reincarnated into this state. But, yeah. We were beasts and, well, humans who have been derived from this bloodline technically do have a weakness to the sun, to some extent. While the more of the god genetics that you have in you, the more you can take both the sun and the moon equally. You're stimulated by the sun, and stimulated by the moon, but not stimulated by the moon in the same way we are. So, like, apparently the good gods reside in this realm of Asgard, and it's the 9th realm, and the highest one on the planet. So, that's all I could really uncover from this. And do you know the crazy part? My father was actually a werewolf too. I didn't know that he underwent the same transformation that I did. Why did he go through this? Why was he turned from a human to a were-creature? Was it because he himself was near death, or... Perhaps he lied to me because he thought he was protecting me. But the old man should have known that I would have found out about this later on. I have to admit, this makes me a lot more wary of having you turn into a werewolf. We'd still have to go to Runos, and I just don't know what kind of entity Runos really is. I fear that he could be very dangerous to interact with, and I don't want you to get hurt. Well, I respect my father too much and love him too much to disturb his burial site. It's not like I dig up wherever he's been buried. That's just wrong. Just maybe there's more sources in which I can find out additional information. Well, not every werebeast is invulnerable. Some, like myself, heal extremely quickly. The only way to permanently kill me is decapitation in my human form. No, silver bullets are bullshit. Any metal can technically harm me, but I'll just heal from them. Unless my head is severed. The belief of silver working against werewolves, witches, and vampires are due to Christianity beliefs mixing in with other cultures. Actually, about wolf's bane, that can be used as a pain reliever if used correctly. Definitely helps during your first few transformations. But yeah, overall, living as a were creature is absolute dog shit, and no pun intended. Shouldn't I consider the pros outweigh the cons? I have lived hundreds of years without a family, hundreds of years of failed relationships, hundreds of years of dealing with all of life's crap. Thanks for the hug. I'm sorry I went off on you like that. It's just that I hate all of this was forced upon me like those who were cursed. What do I mean by those who are cursed? Well, not all werebeasts were given a choice by Runos. Runos normally blesses those who desire the beast form, but there are others that he uses his magic to forcibly transform into a werebeast. And these werebeasts have no control over their transformation. There are those who are blessed by Runos to have more control over their transformations, like the Skinwalkers. But those cursed by him have no control whatsoever. My father used the curse of Runos on me. Though he did this to save my life, I have less control over my transformations as a result. Fortunately, though, I wasn't directly cursed by him, so my transformations only happen on a full moon. Had I been directly cursed, then I probably wouldn't be able to dwell here in civilization. So you pretty much have our society, which are mostly humans that are reverse-engineered versions of our original selves, who pretty much just live as normal people, I guess. You have the werebeast, who some are cursed and some are gifted, who can fully transform back into a similar state that they were in when they were first created, either uncontrollably or controllably. You have those that are neither human nor werebeast, but more like halflings or demi-species that were never fully transitioned into this full human form, and that live outside of human society. And then you have the demigod species, which are part what we are today as humans and gods. And then you have reincarnated gods, who don't even remember they're gods. And there are some families on this planet who are very into the dark arts, who are connected to Hades and the evil gods. They were blessed with memories of their past. According to these tablets, most of human society were essentially bleached of their memories of what they were before they became humans. This was apparently done as a result of our government through the intervention of these evil deities. And then these evil gods would sort out and pick certain families that they think that they can trust with their information. These include many different types of elite families who run our government and many other families who aren't really part of a government, but just are separately chosen by these evil deities. So yeah, the whole thing of humans evolving from animal-like creatures, and that whole scientific theory, that was most likely our government taking the secret past of our creation and making it into their own sort of narrative. Anyway, Runos is actually aligned with, Leshen mythology. This legend of the wild man of the woods, he's considered more of a dark side of nature. I don't know where his actual origins are or which sort of deity he actually is, but most likely this is just one of his aliases. Anyway, my father was so desperate to save me from dying, and I was too weak to ask for a blessing from Runos, so he put an indirect curse on me against my will to save me. I don't resent my father for putting the curse on me, but Being over 600 years old and growing hair all over my body really sucks. Would I have asked to be blessed by Runos if given a chance? I have thought about that in the past, many, many times. Honestly, now that I know what it's like to be a werewolf, I would have to say that no, I honestly wouldn't want to. However, I might have been happier if I had received it as a blessing. I'm unhappy with my transformation because I'm actually cursed. However, you wouldn't need to worry about randomly and forcibly transforming if you did receive a blessing from Runos. You would be in a complete control of your transformation, so you would basically receive all the benefits and none of the hardships. But I still don't really trust the whole process. I still need to find out more about Runos before I can trust it enough to actually call him up and make you into a werebeast. I honestly don't know why you're bothering to try to help me, though. You shouldn't have to deal with any of these troubles. I'm not worth all the hassle. I don't know how even why you want to stay with me. You deserve so much better than me. You don't deserve to be with a monster. You don't see me as a monster. Then what do you see? Beautiful, smart, a kind heart. But what about when I'm a wolf? How could you want that? You think that I'm cute and sexy and fluffy as a wolf? And you've always been a dog lover? Oh, baby, you're so freaking weird. And that's coming from a werewolf. And you know what? I love how weird you are. You know what I see in you? I see a handsome, kind-hearted, patient and wonderful man. Thank you so much for cheering me up and always being here for me. In all of the hundreds of years that I've been wandering this world, I've never once met anyone else like you. You truly are a special person, and the one that I'm in love with all my heart. Oh yeah, and I forgot to mention something actually. There's this not-so-new project that the government has been trying to rekindle over the past 5 years. It's this Hadron Collider device. And apparently they're using it to smash around atoms or whatever. According to their scientists, they want to, like, find out the origins of the universe or some shit. But knowing what types of evil connections our government has due to those scrolls that I've seen, I honestly don't think they plan on using that for anything benevolent. The evil gods, including Runos apparently, are still sealed up in Hades. But their influences can sometimes leak out of Hades. Especially when it comes to pacts with certain humans or beings from other realms. And very small portals that only certain of the entities of Hades can actually go through. Definitely not the stronger or more powerful beings from that realm. Most of the entities from Hades still have their beings completely bound to that realm and unable to fully escape. It's been that way all the way up until now. Apparently, there's been more of an emergence of these entities from this realm, and more of an influence from this realm as well, leaking into our world. I just looked into the CERN project recently, and I'm surprised to know that it's been a thing for years, but their original usage of this device actually failed them, and it was deactivated for several years by some unknown force. Now they've... successfully put it back together again. God knows what they'll actually do with it. What if they use it as a tool to, like, weaken the seal made over the realm of Hades? If that's the case, we have a lot to worry about. Not to mention all the power that will be needed to load up something of that magnitude, especially at the levels that they're trying to this time. Well, yeah, according to my research, we're planning on using our main power grid to power that machine. But the truth is, our power grid might not be powerful enough to power up something like that. So, we could have massive power outages all over the place. CERN is actually an abbreviation for the Council of European Nuclear Research, CERN. They planned on restarting their machine in July and keeping it going until the end of 2024. But I honestly don't think our power supply will be enough for all of that. So, like, if all the power grid magically goes off, well, I guess that'll be their fault. But I'm honestly more afraid of what potential forces they could actually release into this world, if my theory is actually right, that is. I mean, even if what they said they were going to do was actually what they're going to do, I mean, think of the potential consequences of trying to find out the building blocks of all the universe. That's, like, information I don't think that we're supposed to know. So, like, either way, they're fucking with nature in such tremendous ways. As if they haven't already been doing so for centuries. I hope it won't be anything serious, babe. All that matters is that we have each other, regardless of what happens, right? Oh, your hugs make me feel so much better. Thank you, baby. I love you. Well, I might not be in my werewolf form, but I definitely like when you give me head pats like this. Especially when you scratch for, well, my ears are supposed to be. Say, why don't we maybe make something for lunch? I'm getting kind of hungry. Okay, babe, let's go.